Hi there, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thanks so much for valuing prayer and valuing the Word of God. And we're almost through the book of Proverbs now. I'm going to read the first half of that famous chapter, Proverbs 31, today from verses 1 through 15. And then tomorrow we will finish up Proverbs 31. And the next day we're going to start a new book, and I'll tell you what it is tomorrow. So I hope you're excited as I am. All right, Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 15 in the World English Bible, it says this: "The words of King Lemuel, the revelation which his mother taught him. O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, don't give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to say, 'Where is strong drink?' Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice due to anyone who is afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is ready to perish, and wine to the bitter in soul. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the mute, in the cause of all who are left desolate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and serve justice to the poor and needy. Who can find a worthy woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband trusts in her. He shall have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works eagerly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her bread from afar." Mind if I, I need one more, verse. "She rises also while is yet night, gives food to her household and portions for her servant girls." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much for this chapter, and just thank you for the relationship between mother and son that we see in these first 9 verses, where I can almost picture her sitting down with her son and giving him advice about what the future might hold. And Lord, so of course I pray some of these things for us. I pray that we would not give our strength to others. I pray that we would not be tempted to overuse a substance like alcohol or anything like shopping. And there's all sorts of things that we could do. So Lord, help us not to become addicted to things. And if we are battling it right now, Lord, I pray that you would help us to do something different. And I know that the answer to this kind of thing is always worship, because we're changing our worship from one thing to another. And so, Lord, help us to worship you, who is high and lifted up, who is lofty and yet dwells with us, who loves us so much. And Lord, we don't want to take that lightly. We want to see you as worthy, as large, as amazing, as powerful, as sovereign. And forgive us for worshiping little things and worshiping things that bring us comfort rather than worshiping you. And so, Lord, it's a matter of worship, and we choose to worship you rather than worship the things that enslave us. So, Lord, in light of that, we just lay our lives down again, and we give you our hearts. Lord, help us to open our mouths for those who are in crisis or in trouble. Help us also to shut our mouths when we need to listen. I know, Lord, that some of us, especially when we're walking through grief, we don't need a whole bunch of words. We need someone who will listen to us. And so in light of that, help us to be what we need. Help us to be what we didn't get. Lord, sometimes that's what I pray, because I look back on some aspects of my life and think, oh boy, that's a bummer. I didn't have that in childhood. And so, Lord, you've called us after this long healing journey. You call us to be what we didn't have in the past. And so, Lord, give us the strength to do that. Lord, thank you for these verses about a noble wife. For those of us who are women and wives, we pray that you would help us not to take this as a list of things to condemn ourselves with, but instead to realize that this is advice a mom is giving a son about a good wife over the course of her lifetime. This is not a day in the life of a lady who does all the things. It's actually it's a lifetime of service, and this is picking out some of the highlights, kind of like when we read missionary stories and you only hear the highlights. And so, Lord, help us not to bend under the weight of that and to rest in the way that you've created us to be the people who are after your heart. And that's really what matters. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Kathy Howard. That's Kathy with a K, and it's kathyhoward.org. She has this daily Bible reading group that she leads on Facebook that she wants to let you know about. They read through one Bible book at a time from beginning to end, and then she posts readings, commentaries, and questions for discussion on Monday through Friday. Now, this is an active group of more than 1,700 women from all over the world. And it is a great community that she's formed that encourages, supports, and prays for one another. Her goal is to encourage women to get into the Word and to help you build that kind of a habit, which to me is just so great because fits hand in glove with what we do here at Pray Every Day. She helps you approach the Bible study correctly. In other words, just with an open heart and with intelligence. This is a closed group, so it's a safe place, and she keeps it completely focused on the Bible reading and discussion. It's called Reading the Bible Together, and you can find it at facebook.com/groups/readingthebibletogether. And so, yes, thank you so much for highlighting that, Kathy. And if you're a girl and you want to read the Bible with a group of other women from around the world, go ahead and go to facebook.com/groups/readingthebibletogether. Kathyhoward.org can get you there as well. And thank you, Kathy, so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.